On the threshold of President-elect Trump's inauguration, Republican legislative leaders in New Hampshire are floating a bill that would change the Granite State's electoral vote apportionment formula to one modeled after the systems in Maine and Nebraska. There, instead of a winner-take-all system to award all of the state's electoral votes to the winning statewide popular vote general election presidential candidate, the Maine and Nebraska process is different. Alternatively, the system awards two electoral votes for the statewide victor and one to the candidate carrying each of the state's congressional districts. Maine has two CDs and Nebraska three. Considering the Republicans hold strong majorities in both New Hampshire legislative houses, and with the leadership support, the bill has a good chance of becoming law. It appears the 2025 Virginia governor's race will be close. A mid-December Mason-Dixon polling and strategy survey of the Virginia electorate was just released during this week. The results saw Democratic former U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger and Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears locked in a tight early general election race. According to the ballot test, Ms. Spanberger posts a 47-44% edge. The result was confirmed by Emerson College in their previously reported January 6-8 survey of 1,000 Virginia registered voters that found a 42-41 split, also in the ex-Congresswoman's favor. It looks like Boston may see a celebrity mayoral candidate this year. First, City Councilman Ed Flynn, who had been considered a potential challenger to Democratic incumbent Michelle Wu, says he will not challenge the mayor later this year. But Jonathan Kraft, son of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, is apparently taking steps to enter the race. Boston features a jungle primary system with the top two finishers, regardless of political party affiliation, advancing to a general election. All of the major contenders are Democrats. The city primary will be held in early September. Turning to New York City, a new Hart research poll finds good news for ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo and bad news for indicted incumbent Eric Adams. The poll, conducted in December for the Progressives for Democracy in America organization, found former Governor Cuomo, though an unannounced mayoral candidate, leading the Democratic field, with incumbent Mayor Adams faring poorly. The ballot test sees Mr. Cuomo, who resigned his statewide position under a scandal cloud in 2021, leading the mayoral ranked choice voting primary with 32% preference. Former city comptroller Scott Stringer is second with 10%, and current comptroller Brad Lander has 8% support, while State Senator Jessica Ramos and Mayor Adams trail with 7 and 6%, respectively. It remains to be seen if Mr. Cuomo enters the race to begin a political comeback, but this early data suggests such a move could be successful. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.